For me, this painting communicates so much in the smooth curve of Doreen Lawrence's tear-stained shoulders, and very literally in the tears that she cries, because in each tear there's a tiny collage of a picture of her son, Stephen Lawrence, who was murdered in a racially motivated attack in Southeast London. And as long as you really focus in, you can also see in the layers of paint that the artist has literally inscribed the words RIP, for rest in peace, Stephen Lawrence, and his birth date and his tragically too soon death date. There's also a kind of glitter and this kind of shimmering on the surface. And I was once looking at this painting with my daughter, who was 3 at the time, and she was saying, "Mommy, this painting makes me very sad, but it's also a little bit happy." And I was saying, well, that's what we call ambiguity. You know, both things can be in there, that it is really a testament to a radiant life that was cut short, but it isn't meant to be only a lamentation, that there are these ways in which Chrysophiles, paying homage to the family through his use of color, this kind of radiant yellow that surrounds her, almost like a Victorian painting of the Madonna, and this kind of flame red kind of burning in her breast. You know, you're able to look at it and reflect on it, but to also have these moments of beauty within the sadness.